Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 5 of 6 between the visiting Modesto Nuts and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Hello and welcome however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV, and we have Saturday night baseball between two California League North Division foes, a battle of the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies. It's the Modesto Nuts and your Fresno Grizzlies, who tonight transform into the Low Riders de Fresno as we get set for game 5 of 6. Your Grizzlies coming with a record of 53-35, 17-5 in the second half. Your Grizzlies, the best record in minor league baseball in the second half, but they have split the first 4 games of this 6-game series against the Modesto Nuts. Modesto winning last night by a score of 11-4. Modesto now 43-45 overall, 9-13 in the second half. Modesto tied for second place behind these Fresno Grizzlies as both teams look to make a playoff push and meet the San Jose Giants in the divisional round. A great matchup tonight, though, as the Grizzlies look to get back on track after falling 11-4 last night. Fresno still won 7 of their last 9 games against Modesto. The Grizzlies 20-6 in their last 26 games, 30-9 in their last 39 contests. They're also 12-4 in July as well. The Grizzlies, despite 4 runs over their first 4 innings, had a lot of issues trying to stay control against the Modesto Nuts, who had a great game overall. They had 17 hits, and every batter recorded at least 1 single in the game. The Grizzlies, a big loss for them despite a great outing from Jamari Baylor. He had 3 hits, a double, and 2 RBI. Gene Perez and Deon Jorge had 2 hits apiece. They combined for 3 runs scored as well. The Grizzlies' bullpen had a lot of trouble battling the Modesto Nuts, but the Grizzlies looking to get back on track this evening as they give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 3-1 record, a 4.26 ERA for the 20-year-old, and he'll be battled by Modesto right-hander Michael Morales, also 20 years old. Morales, a 4-4 record, a 4.89 ERA, one of the best young prospects in the Mariners system. So a great battle between two 20-year-olds here at Chuck Chansey Park. So great matchup, a great pitching matchup as these two teams get set once again. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Javier Ramos, and we talked a little bit of everything, including being raised by two parents who were both athletes during their younger days. We also talked about how he is from Arkansas, but also part of the Cherokee Nation. We also talked about his time at the University of Oklahoma, where he was actually a two-way player prior to joining the Sooners, and then part of that Oklahoma team that reached the College World Series. And finally, we talked about Javier Ramos now joining the Grizzlies and what he can and what Rockies fans can expect of him for the rest of this season. Our pregame guest is Javier Ramos, and we come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Grizzlies pitcher Javier Ramos in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Javier Ramos. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
So first question, so you're part of Cherokee Nation. What does that even entail?
It's a Native American tribe based out of where I'm from, and it's kind of been passed down the line, and I have a little bit of Cherokee in me, so events that you have sometimes, you know, we've been to it before, but, you know, I'm very appreciative of being Cherokee because it's quite the the heritage. So.
Well, I believe that you could be the first Native American relation to play for the Fresno Grizzlies, which is really cool. But you're from Fort Smith, Arkansas, so what goes down in Fort Smith, Arkansas?
Right, born in Fort Smith, raised in Vianne. I mean, you know, my family's right around that area. I have family from Fort Smith, too, so we're all around that area, and, you know, I'm grateful to be from where I'm from, so I've learned a lot of things from being from a small town, too.
And then you said Vianne High School, so how'd you enjoy your time going to Vianne High School?
Oh, I loved it. Small town living, I mean, you learn a lot of things early on, and, you know, like I said, I've already said it already, but I'm more than grateful to be from there. It makes you appreciate things a lot more, because, I mean, you know, anything can be taken away from you at any time. So, I mean, I've always tried to work as hard as I can for whatever I have.
You're super tall. You're super athletic. But that's because you have some family genes as well. Your parents both played sports as well. Can you talk about the background for both your parents?
Yes. So my dad, he's from New York. He moved to New York when he was younger from Dominican Republic. He came to play baseball at Connor State, which is a JUCO. In Warner, Oklahoma. He met my mom there, but she played basketball there too. And he continued to play baseball. My mom continued to play basketball as well after the JUCO. And my mom played basketball at the University of Oklahoma. So
that's where you went next, University of Oklahoma. How cool is it to follow your kind of your mom's path into college?
It was actually pretty cool. It was a surreal moment, you know, once everything went down and I committed and signed with University of Oklahoma. So, you know, going to a school and playing there, my mom had played there before in a different sport. It's kind of cool. So,
let's talk about your time playing at Oklahoma. Talk about a powerhouse, being a part of the Big 12. How amazing was the competition there?
Oh, the competition is just, you know, 1-9. And, you know, it's a lot of great baseball players come out of the Big 12. And it's very, very competitive, I would say. There's a lot of great players. Very grateful to make it to Omaha while I was there in my time. So I think that was a very, very cool experience, especially being in Omaha and around a lot of fans like that. It was the first time I've ever been around something like that. So
I believe Oklahoma was like one of the last teams into the tournament, if I'm right about that, and then the trip to Omaha. Can you tell the fans how cool of a trip is it to Omaha and playing in front of the fans there?
I would say it's something that you wish for as a kid, and then once you're in the moment, it's like it's still a dream. You know, it's, you're out there in front of so many fans. I remember watching the Omaha growing up and being lucky enough to go to a game in person when I was around 12 years old. So being able to watch from the stands and play in the ballpark as I got older is pretty cool. So.
Yeah, I mean, and you also had two other stops where you were a two-way player. You were at Missouri State, and you were also at Seminole Junior College. Is that correct?
Yes.
So two-way player. So when did you be, like, did they tell you you have to be a pitcher?
Well, my first 2 years, I was a two-way, shortstop, and then moved first base, third base when I run to my JUCO. But, you know, it was kind of just a decision made. Once I, you know, committed to Oklahoma, you know, I'm just going to stick to one thing only, and it's pitching. So, you know, having the opportunity to do that either way, two-way or not, I mean, it was still something to always, you know, look back to, and it was fun to do. So
I think it was the right decision, because then you were drafted by the Colorado Rockies in the 18th round in 2022. Where were you when you got the call?
I was actually in my living room with my family, and it was actually a good moment and something I'll never forget. So, you know, my younger brother growing up and, you know, trying to set a good example for him, and, you know, him getting to witness those, that type of moment, you know, I just try to make an impact on him to where, you know, it drives him to try to work hard and, you know, keep his head down and try to get the same thing. So
does he play baseball right now, and then where does he play?
Yes, he actually just graduated high school, and he signed and is going to University of Arkansas. So,
well, pick Suey for that. So then now you were spent time in the ACL as well, too, and now you're here in Fresno. Talk about both stops, ACL and now joining the Grizzlies.
I'm forever grateful to be here. I mean, worked hard in my time in the ACL. You know, it's a lot of guys that are good in this organization, a lot of good guys to be around. You learn a lot of things, go in, work hard every day. And, you know, it's just trying to take care of business every day, you know, trying to get 1% better every day. So, I mean, ACL to moving here, you know, just want to keep at it and be better than what I was the day before. So.
And then now your pitching coach is actually from Oklahoma as well, Mark Brewer. Did he talk to you about growing up in Oklahoma?
Yes, he actually he's told me quite a bit of stories, and us both being from Oklahoma, it's kind of cool, you know, small world. So, you know, we could talk about the same kind of things and, you know, understand where we're coming from. Whereas if there's some other guys from a different place, they won't understand. But, you know, having a guy from Oklahoma in the same org and having him as well as the pitching coach, I mean, is wonderful. So,
yeah, we have a lot of season still to go, but the team is trying to get into the playoffs. But what can Grizzlies fans expect from Javier Ramos for the rest of the season?
Just try to come in and make an immediate impact, pound the zone, get outs, and, you know, just try to get us back in the dugout as quick as possible to try to get more runs on the board and get as many wins as we can. So.
Well, thank you for taking time in this interview, and go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
happy Saturday, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, bottom of the lineup, success. The Grizzlies need 7, 8, 9 in their lineup to reach base and find a way to score some runs. Key number 2, Pacheco pitches well. Pacheco pitches at least 5 innings and walks less than 3 batters. Key number 3, beat the Modesto bullpen. The Lowriders de Fresno have scored 37% of their runs in the final 3 innings this season and need to continue this trend. Let's go get a W, have a great night, and go Lowriders de Fresno! Back to you, Mark.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. For game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies, who transform into the Lowriders de Fresno, and the visiting Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and your Colorado Rockies, a battle of California League Northern Division foes. As you just heard, our keys to the game tonight, the Grizzlies, they need the bottom of the lineup to have success. 7, 8, 9 in their lineup need to reach base and find a way to score some runs. Key number 2, Albert Pacheco needs to pitch well, at least 5 innings and walk less than 3 batters. Key number 3, beat the Modesto bullpen. The Grizzlies have scored 37% of their runs in the final 3 innings and need to continue this trend as the Grizzlies, who turn into the Lowriders de Fresno, get ready for tonight's contest. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts, who are 43-45 overall. They are 9-13 in the second half. Modesto, under first-year manager Zach Vinci, here's their starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting second, the second baseman, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting third at DH, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth at first base, number 12, Gabe Moncada. Batting fifth at catcher, number 48, Freyudy Batista. Batting sixth at third base, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh in right field, number 3, Miguel Perez. Batting eighth at left field, number 44, Brett Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington Jr. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts, the right-hander number 9, Michael Morales, a 4-4 record, a 4.89 ERA. So once again, for Modesto, it'll be Arroyo, Hood, Davis, Moncada, Batista, Milcar Perez, Miguel Perez, Brett Rodriguez, Washington Jr., Morales on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies at 53-35 overall, 17-5 in the second half. That is the best mark in minor league baseball. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting second at DH, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third at first base, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fourth at second base, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth at third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth in left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh in center field, number 28, EJ Andrews Jr. Batting ninth at catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. And batting ninth at right fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco. A 3-1 record, a 4.26 ERA. Once again, for your Grizzlies under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup, it will be Jorge Betancourt Messenger, Baylor Andy Perez Snyder, Andrews Jr., Ordonez Kelly, Pacheco on the bump. As we get set for first pitch, we'll have the national anthem just shortly. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Tonight, a crowd favorite, please welcome Superior Montoya.
Oh,
an always great national anthem to get us set for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. These two teams have split the first four games of this series, and the Grizzlies looking to get back on track tonight as they give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco. The left-hander this season's been fantastic. A 3-1 record, a 4.26 ERA for Pacheco as he takes on a very dangerous Modesto lineup. Shortstop Michael Arroyo will lead things off, all by the second baseman in Josh Hood. Colin Davis, the DH, he bats third. Gabe Moncada, he'll bat fourth at first base. Batting fifth is the catcher, Freddy Batista. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Miguel Perez. Batting eighth is the left fielder, Brett Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Curtis Washington Jr. Michael Morales will be the pitcher for Modesto. For the Grizzlies, Deon Jorge will lead things off. He's at shortstop. Bryant Betancourt, he's at DH. Skylar Messenger hits third at first. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh, the center fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, Jesus Ordonez, he does the catching. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Parker Kelly, with Albert Pacheco on the bump as we get set for first pitch. The Grizzlies turning to the Lowriders de Fresno this evening as the fans have cruised on down here to Chancey Park as we get set for first pitch. A very warm night here in the Central Valley as we get set. Albert Pacheco against Michael Arroyo. Here comes the first pitch from the lefty Pacheco, and it is in there for a called strike on the inner part of the plate, and we are underway this evening. 106 degrees at first pitch, the warmest first pitch this season as Arroyo lines one to left field, and that ball gets down all the way into the left field corner. Arroyo looking for extra bases, and he will stride into second base with a leadoff double. Just like that, Modesto, 17 hits last night, and they have a leadoff double tonight. As here comes the always dangerous Josh Hood. All four games this series, he's had two plus hits in all four games. And now Josh Hood steps up against Albert Pacheco. As we said, 106 degrees. We do have clear skies, though. And tonight, 9 mph winds out to right field. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and that is inside, the count at 1-0. 6:53 p.m. for first pitch. As Albert Pacheco, the count 1-0 here to Josh Hood. Here comes the 1-0 from the lefty, and that is fouled off, the count at 1-1. Calling the balls and strikes is home plate umpire David Sabal. Over on the bases is Nate Hall, a fill-in for Tatum Littleton this series. Littleton up in high A this week. The Grizzlies dressed in their Lowriders uniforms. That's a line drive, base hit to center field. Rounding third is Arroyo, and Modesto up 1-0 after two batters. Josh Hood, another RBI single. Arroyo scores from second, and just like that, 1-0 Modesto. So two hits and a run, and now Colin Davis, the DH, strides to the plate. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. Already a mound visit here for Fresno here in the top of the first inning. The Grizzlies, the Lowriders, they Fresno uniforms. They are white uniforms. They have purple on the sleeves as well with the Lowriders logo on one side of it. It's the Copa de la Diversión uniforms. The Fun Cup, a part of minor league baseball that celebrates the Latin communities. And the Grizzlies celebrating the Lowriders. A lot of Lowriders here at the ballpark this evening. They are wearing their black caps with the purple bill, the Lowriders car logo on that black cap as well. Lowriders written in gold on the front. Their numbers a mix of gold and purple on the back as well. While on the other side, Modesto, they're in their black uniforms, the gray pants. They have Modesto written across the front in gold. They have red numbers on the side on the front, and they have gold numbers in the back. They're wearing their black caps with the black bill and the Modesto Nuts logo on top of that black cap. As will be a check on the runner in Hood, he's back safely the head first dive. 1-0 Modesto here in the top of the first. Josh Hood, an RBI single, scores Michael Arroyo, a leadoff double for him. Here comes the first pitch now to Davis, and it's a called strike on the inner part of the plate. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies have fallen behind three of the four games so far, or four of the five here in this series now. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. And these two teams have split the first four games of the series. As Albert Pacheco looks on, big hole on the right side as the second baseman Baylor playing close to that bag. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Great pitch on the outside part of the plate from Pacheco. As Davis goes after it, 93 miles per hour. The count of 1-2 to Colin Davis, who has 10 homers, 35 RBI. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And that is inside. The count now at 2-2. So 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And that is fouled off to the right side. The count remains at 2-2. Colin Davis trying to stay alive here in this early at-bat is Albert Pacheco looking for his first out of the contest. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez. Over to Baylor at second and first, a pick, and they got him! A beautiful double play, 5-4-3, and just like that, two outs. What a job by the third baseman, Perez, to stay down on that hard ball to him. Off the bat at 104 miles per hour, he skips one over to Baylor, who throws it to first in time. The dig by the first baseman Messenger. What a turn for Fresno here early on. So 5-4-3 on the double play as Moncada rips one foul. The count at 0-1. So Hood retired at second. Davis retired. Two outs now. Now Gabe Moncada, who had a two-run homer last night, pops one up. This is in foul territory. Is there a play for Ordonez? And he hits his head right on the railing on the third base dugout trying to make a play. And hopefully he's okay right there. That did not look pretty as Ordonez slid to try to make that play. It looked like he slipped at the last second on the first and second step of that third base dugout. And he looked like he hit his head on the railing. And Ordonez back up, ready to go, as the count is at 0-2. That would have been a sensational play if he would have made it. So the count now at 0-2. Here's a pitch from Pacheco, and a ground ball foul, and the count remains at 0-2. Ordonez, first time we've seen him catching and play in this series, and already laying out, trying to make a great play to end the inning. Here comes the 0-2 from Pacheco, and that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge up with it, the throw to first in time, and just like that, Pacheco out of the inning. But an RBI single from Josh Hood puts Modesto up 1-0. We had the bomb the first. Grizzlies come up to bat. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, Modesto lead Fresno 1-0 as Dion Jorge will stride to the plate for the low riders de Fresno as they will take on right-hander Michael Morales, a 4-4 record, a 4.89 ERA. As here comes the first pitch from Morales to Dion Jorge. As the first pitch is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. Dion Jorge has reached base safely in 13 games with Fresno, batting .345, no homers, 6 RBI, and .826 OPS. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a fly ball to center field. Curtis Washington Jr. did not even have to move, and Jorge is retired. One out, and here comes the DH in Bryant Betancourt. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' battle over the World Tour 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 1-0 now to Bryant Betancourt, and that is a fastball grooved in there for a strike, and the count now at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 1-0 here as they are the lowriders de Fresno this evening. Here comes the 1-1 offering now to Betancourt, and that's a ground ball over to the shortstop, Arroyo. Tough play, off-balance throw, but he gets Betancourt by a few steps. And now two outs as Betancourt's retired to go 6-3. And here comes the first baseman now in Skyler Messenger. Messenger off last night, back in the lineup tonight, batting .274, 9 homers, 50 RBI, and .860 OPS. Messenger, the most dangerous hitter right now in this Grizzlies lineup. Here's the pitch from Morales. Chopper to the third baseman. This is Milcar Perez over to first in time. And Michael Morales has a 1-2-3 bomb the first. We had the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno trails Modesto, as Albert Pacheco will take on Freddy Bautista here in the top of the second inning. As Pacheco gets ready, here comes the first pitch from the southpaw. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Bautista check swing. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that's a fly ball out to right center field in the sun, it's going to be the center fielder Andrews Jr. there for the first out. Bautista retired F8, as here comes the third baseman in Milcar Perez. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As the first pitch is inside of Perez, the count at 1-0. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the next pitch to Perez, and he fouls it off. The count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trailing 1-0 to the Modesto Nuts here on July 22nd. 1-1. Here's the pitch from Pacheco. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2 from Pacheco, who has a 3-1 record, a 4.26 ERA, making his seventh start with the Grizzlies. As that is low, the count now at 2-2. Pacheco, back-to-back no decisions for him. Last time pitched on July 15th at Lake Elsinore. As that pitch is lifted to right field, and that one will get down. A one bouncer to Parker Kelly. A one out single for Milcar Perez. Third hit for Modesto. And here comes the right fielder in Miguel Perez. Pacheco picked up a no decision after five innings of one run ball at Lake Elsinore. He allowed five hits and three walks while striking out four against the Storm. The Grizzlies end up losing 3-2 in 10 innings in that contest. Here comes the pitch to Miguel Perez. That is off the catcher in Ordonez. Nice stop. The count at 1-0. But for Pacheco, this is his second appearance, second start against the Modesto Nuts. A 1-0 record, a 1.29 ERA. He worked seven innings of one-run ball, allowed four hits and one walk, and he struck out eight. As a check swing, he did go around. The count at 1-1. Those seven innings tied his career high, and his eight strikeouts as well was a season high for him. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a fly ball out to left center field. It is playable, though, now in the sun. The left fielder in Snyder makes the catch for the second out. It goes F7, and here comes left fielder in Brett Rodriguez. So Pacheco had a great last outing against Modesto, but the Nuts lead 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds. The left-hander is from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch to Rodriguez. That is just low and outside. The count at 1-0. 20 years old, signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2019 by the Rockies. In his fourth professional season, as that's a fly ball out to right field, and that is the second baseman Baylor in shallow right field to make the catch. Albert Pacheco, a clean top of the second. We had the bomb half. You're listening to Lowriders Day Fresno Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood. Rock's Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0. The Modesto Nuts lead the Lowriders de Fresno as Jamari Baylor will stride to the plate against Michael Morales. Baylor batting .333, 7 homers, 26 RBI, a 1.091 OPS. As here's the first pitch from Morales. It's outside. The count at 1-0 to Jamari Baylor. Baylor, 3 hits and 2 RBI last night. Tying his career high in hits with those 3 knocks. Here's the pitch. That is outside. The count at 2-0. As the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the second. As here comes the 2-1 now to Baylor as he swung out of his shoes on that last pitch. Here's the 2-1, and Baylor fly ball to right field. That ball will just go foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the second inning from Michael Morales. Morales, 20 years old in his second season with Modesto. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander that they call Moose. And that is high for a ball, and the count now at 3-2. Morales, 6'2", 205 pounds. He's from Enola, Pennsylvania. Was drafted out of high school in the third round back in 2021. Pick overall number 83. As that pitch is low and it goes to the backstop, and Baylor, a leadoff walk. So the first base runner for Fresno. And here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez. Michael Morales, a strong right-hander, as we said, the 83rd overall pick in the third round back in 2021 by the Mariners. Last year went 5-7 with a 6.01 ERA with Modesto. Made almost every start as well with the Nuts. As here comes the first pitch to Perez, a check swing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. And Morales, like Pacheco, has faced the Grizzlies a couple times this season. So both Pacheco facing Modesto and Morales facing Fresno. Both teams have seen these arms, as we've seen a lot of first pitch swinging in this contest. As Baylor leads from first, here comes the 0-1 now to Perez. Long pause here by Morales, and that's a high pop-up in a shallow right field. It should be playable, though, for the right fielder in Miguel Perez, and he will make the catch for the first out. So Perez to Perez, it goes F9, and here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Snyder did not play last night, but comes in on the longest hit streak by any Fresno batter at 5 games. Snyder is 4th time this season picking up a hit streak over 5 games. His longest hit streak this season, 9. As here comes the first pitch from Morales. And that is inside. And the count at 1-0. Good fastball there from Michael Morales. Here comes the 1-0 from Michael Morales as Baylor leads from first, and Snyder a check swing, and it is called a strike. The count at 1-1. I think it was going to be a strike no matter whether it was a check swing or not. As the Grizzlies, as the Lowriders stay Fresno this evening, wearing the purple and white. Here comes the 1-1. And a check on Baylor. He's back safely with a head first dive. Baylor, good speed on the base pass. He's only been caught once this year. That's over 7 attempts. Count it, 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Snyder, and Snyder swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and in. Looked like a curveball, maybe even a slider from Morales. The count now at 1-2. Michael Morales wears number 9 on the back of his jersey. Modesto runs a 5-man rotation, so the Grizzlies have faced Morales 4 times this season. Now for the 5th time, here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. Morales, big pause. Here's the pitch. It goes outside. The count now at 2-2. Michael Morales, as we said, 20 years old. East Pennsboro High School in Enola, Pennsylvania. His 17th start this season. Here comes the 2-2. There goes Baylor. Ground ball to the first baseman in Moncada, and Baylor up to second. Two outs now as it goes 3 unassisted. And here comes the center fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. batting 218. He has 8 homers as well. 36 RBI, 732 OPS. Takes on Michael Morales. Andrews Jr., a very dangerous hitter. Here comes the first pitch to him, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Runner at second with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. 1-0. Modesto leads Fresno. As Andrews Jr. looking to tie this game up with Jamari Baylor at second. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Good breaking ball there from Morales. Long hair from the back of his black cap. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And Andrews Jr., foul ball. The count now at 1-2. A missile into the stands. The count now 1-2. The runner at second is Jamari Baylor. The only base runner reach for Fresno so far, that was via walk. Count now at 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And that is in the dirt. Good stop there from Batista. The count now at 2-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrews Jr. returning to the Grizzlies roster this season. Had a very successful end of year last year in September, which included a couple games against the Modesto Nuts. Now here in July in 2023, trying to tie this game up. Here's the 2-2, and he fouls it off right on that breaking ball. Count remains the same. 81 miles per hour in that breaking ball to Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. Here comes the 2-2 to him from Morales. Morales looks back. Baylor. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on a miss. He went to the breaking ball. And that ends the inning. Baylor, a leadoff walk. He's left stranded as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Lowriders State Fresno Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With
24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0. The Modesto Nuts lead the Lowriders de Fresno as Albert Pacheco will take on Curtis Washington Jr. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and Washington Jr. looks at a pitch inside and a little bit low. The count at 1-1, no strike from Pacheco. Albert Pacheco signed at 16 years old. Here's a high chopper to the third baseman Perez, and out of his glove, he can't field it cleanly. Perez looking on the transfer, trying to throw it to first. The speedy Washington Jr. will reach. We'll see what the call is here, but a leadoff man for Modesto. As Michael Arroyo will stride to the plate now. That was a high chopper. The third baseman Perez coming across the diamond. Couldn't make the transfer. It is a single for Curtis Washington Jr. Now four hits here for Modesto. Here's a pitch to Michael Arroyo. Fly ball foul. The count at 0-1. Washington Jr. will be our pregame guest tomorrow. It was great talking to a guy who went to Purdue and to the University of Arkansas as well. As they got him at first, I believe. He is out. What a pickoff by Pacheco. A tag by Messenger, and Washington Jr. is out. Looked like he was in between leads right there. And just like that, one away. It goes 1-3 on the pickoff. So one out now, and here's Michael Arroyo's second pitch to him, and he swings and misses. The count now at 0-2. Nice move from Pacheco to get Curtis Washington Jr. The speedster caught napping over at first. Here's the 0-2, and that is low. The count now at 1-2 to Michael Arroyo, who has fallen along lines of very successful Modesto Nuts shortstops. Here's a high chopper to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge gobbles it up over to first. The low toss, and is dug out by Messenger for the second out. It goes 6-3, and with two outs, here comes the second baseman in Josh Hood. Hood 1-for-1, an RBI single, back in the first. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Again, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. First ball by Hood was fouled off. The second one was a ball. So the count now at 1-1 as the next pitch runs high. The count now at 2-1 here to Josh Hood. Top of the third inning, 1-0. Modesto leads Fresno. Here comes the 2-1 now. And that is fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Again, a big thank you to Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As here comes the 2-2 now to Hood. And it swung on and missed, and a big inning for Pacheco. A pickoff, a ground out, and now a strikeout. We had the bomb in the third. You're listening to Lowriders de Fresno Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Modesto leads Fresno, as Jesus Ordonez will stride to the plate against Michael Morales. As the lowriders say, Fresno cruising into town for the third time this season. The Grizzlies have transformed into the lowriders day Fresno. Second time here at Chuck Chancey Park. They also did it once in Stockton. As here comes the first pitch from Michael Morales, who will wind and deal. And that is just inside. The count at 1-0. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate to Jesus Ordonez. Ordonez batting .221. No homers, 14 RBI, a 562 OPS. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales, and that is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball. And the count at 1-1 to Ordonez. Ordonez, one of three catchers on this Fresno roster. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a good off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate. Called a strike. The count now at 1-2, as Ordonez will have to battle right here. Here comes the 1-2 from Morales, who will wind and deal. And that is swung on and missed. Good breaking ball down in the zone, and Ordonez is the first out of the inning. Second casualty for Michael Morales, and with one away, here is the right fielder and Parker Kelly. Parker Kelly has two homers this season, 15 RBI, a .245 batting average. Kelly off last night, back in the lineup tonight. Here comes the first pitch from Morales, and it is high for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 1-0 to Parker Kelly. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com. And come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As that's a fly ball to right field. Long run for Miguel Perez. And he lost it initially. And he retraces his steps for the out right near that right field line. And Kelly is retired. It goes F9. So two outs now. And here comes the shortstop in Dion Jorge. Once again, a big thank you for Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Yes, here's Dion Jorge now with two outs. Here's the pitch from Morales, and Jorge, high chopper, foul down the left field line. The count at 0-1 towards the Modesto dugout. Dion Jorge 0-1. He flew out to center field his first time up. Jorge has reached base in every game since joining Fresno back on July 3rd. Here's the 0-1, and that is low for a ball. The count at 1-1. Jorge's 20 years old from Cuba, ranked as the Rockies' number 16 overall prospect on MLB.com. Signed for $2.8 million in the 2022 offseason. Here comes the 1-1, and Jorge, big swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2 as Morales changing speeds right there. But Jorge, known for his glove, the bat coming along as well, has hit very well at each stop in his baseball journey so far. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. And Morales, that breaking ball is filthy. We head to the top of the fourth inning, 1-0. The Nuts lead the Lowriders State Fresno. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0, Modesto leads Fresno, as Colin Davis will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Davis 0-for-1, he grounded to a double play his last time up. As the Grizzlies trail 1-0 here, Pacheco winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Davis, and the count at 0-1. Modesto, four hits so far, a run in the first inning. The RBI single from Josh Hood, scoring Michael Arroyo after a leadoff double. As the next pitch is outside, the count of 1-1 from Albert Pacheco. Pacheco, this is his fourth start here at home, as that is just outside. The count at 2-1. A 1-1 record, a 7.53 ERA. Pacheco, before joining the Grizzlies, has put up insane numbers in his career, as that was swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. Coming into tonight's game, 97 innings, and he has allowed an ERA just under 3. As a time called by Colin Davis, the count at 2-2. He's also struck out 112 batters over those 97 innings. Here's the 2-2, and that is called strike 3 on the inner part of the plate. Great pitch from Pacheco, and Davis down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Pacheco. First out of the inning, and here comes the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Moncada 0-for-1 with a ground out to the shortstop in Jorge. As here comes the pitch, that's outside. The count at 1-0. But Albert Pacheco, a short-arm lefty who sits 92-95 with a nice early developing changeup as well, as that pitch runs outside, the count at 2-0, has put up insane numbers over every spot he has been at before being assigned to Fresno from the ACL Rockies on June 7th. As that pitch is low and outside, the count at 3-0. In 2022, in his first season stateside with the ACL Rockies, he made 8 starts, 11 appearances, though, overall, as a 3-0 is in there for a strike, the count at 3-1. He went 5-4 with a 3.13 ERA. Here comes a 3-1, and Moncada line drive to right field, and that one just foul down the right field line. The count now full 3-2. Pacheco, in 46 innings last year, allowed 22 runs, but only one homer on 39 hits. He struck out 57 batters, enjoyed a 1.17 whip. Here comes the 3-2, and Moncada high chopper, and that will be made by the first baseman in Messenger. It goes 3 unassisted for the second out, and now here comes the catcher in Freddy Bautista. Bautista 0-for-1 with a flyout. Pacheco was all over the ACL pitching leaderboard, 12th in innings, 10th in strikeouts, 6th in whip, tied for 4th in wins, 4th in batting average against him, as that's a fly ball to right field. This is playable for the right fielder Kelly, and that will end the inning. He was also 4th in batting average against him and 4th in ERA. As he has a clean top of the 4th, we head to the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Modesto leads Fresno. As the low right is a Fresno looking for their first hit as Brian Betancourt will stride to the plate against Michael Morales. The shift is on here with the third baseman Melcar Perez playing off the bag at third as Betancourt swinging a miss at a ball low in the zone. The count at 0-1 from Michael Morales. It'll be 2-3-4 in the Fresno lineup. Here comes the 0-1 from Morales, and that is a ball inside. The count at 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that's a high pop-up sky to the infield, the third baseman Melcar Perez is there, and Betancourt is retired for the first out. One away, and here comes the first baseman in Skyler Messenger. So goes P5 as Betancourt's retired. Now Skyler Messenger is 0-for-1 with a ground out to Perez here in the bottom of the fourth. Teams have split the first four games of this series. As here comes the pitch to Messenger. That ball is low. The count at 1-0 to Skyler Messenger. Went to Niwot High School in Colorado. Went to the University of Kansas and then to Texas. As here's the 1-0 to the former Longhorn. That ball's outside. The count now at 2-0 from Morales. Morales, three strikeouts over 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count now at 2-1 from Michael Morales, whose fastball can reach the mid-90s. That one at 93. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And that is a line drive, and that is foul. Messenger was looking for extra bases. The third base coach and bench coach, Cesar Galvez, watching that ball that just missed down the left field line. Count now at 2-2. The first base coach for the Grizzlies is their manager, Steve Solis. Count now at 2-2. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 2-2 to Messenger as Morales looks in. Here's the pitch. And that is just outside. Good breaking ball there from Morales, just missing. The count now full 3-2. And Morales, if he continues to pitch well again, only 20 years old, the Mariners, especially with their pitching development, have called up a lot of guys over the recent years. As that pitch is high, ball 4, 1-out walk to Skyler Messenger. Second walk issued by Morales. And here's Jamari Baylor, who walked his first time up. As we just saw just the other day, that Prelander Baroa was called up to the Mariners from AA Arkansas. Now, what's crazy about that is Prelander Baroa was pitching against the Grizzlies just 2 years ago. Morales, even younger than what Baroa was at this level. As here's the pitch to Baylor outside. That ball in the dirt, and Messenger is going to get to second as that ball is thrown away, and he will stay there. It looked like the ball initially was going to be a wild pitch, is why Messenger took off, and he is lucky to get to second. As Batista's ball is to the right of the second baseman Hood. So we'll see what the ruling is here. But either way, runner in scoring position now with one out. It is a stolen base for Skyler Messenger. As here comes the 1-0 to Baylor. And that is in the dirt, the count at 2-0. But again, as we said, if Prelander Baroa is already in the big leagues and he's a couple years older than Morales, well, the sky's the limit for this youngster. In his second season with Modesto, continuing to develop his pitches. This is a guy that could be in a Mariners uniform in a few seasons. Here comes the 2-0 from Morales. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate to Baylor. Maybe a little bit low, but the count at 2-1. Now Skyler Messenger, the runner at second. It is a stolen base for him, his sixth of the season. He has yet to be caught. Here's the 2-1, and Baylor fouls it off. The count now at 2-2. As Baylor was looking for a big hit down the third baseline, the way he opened up his body there, as the ball goes harmlessly towards the Modesto dugout. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno trails Modesto. Here comes the 2-2 to Baylor. And that is in the dirt. The count now at 3-2. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And for the second time in 3 games, the Storm have put up 18 runs in their game against Rancho Cucamonga. So stay tuned for that one a little bit later. We'll see how many they can score. They're in the sixth in that game. Here comes the 3-2. And Baylor swing and a miss as he falls down to the ground. And that is a strikeout right there. Second out of the inning. That is the fourth strikeout for Morales. And with two away, here comes Andy Perez, who is 0-1 with a flyout. And Baylor wanting to hit that ball out of the park. Lost his footing there at home plate. And now Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch from Morales. And Perez will get hit by the pitch on the back leg. And a hit by pitch right there. So now runners at first and second with two outs for Jake Snyder. So Andy Perez will head down to first base. Never fun to get hit by a pitch, but Morales right there looking to go inside on it. It was a breaking ball at 78 miles per hour. So now here's Jake Snyder, 0 for 1 with a ground out to the first baseman. So now runners at first and second here with two outs. The Grizzlies still looking for their first hit. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside and low. The count at 1-0. Runner at second is Skyler Messenger. He walked. And then Andy Perez was hit by a pitch. He's the runner at first. Fresno, three base runners, a walk earlier to Jamari Baylor as well. Here comes the 1-0 to Jake Snyder, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. Jake Snyder batting .260 with two homers, 25 RBI, a .737 OPS. Both homers came at Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark. Count is 1-1 here to Snyder. Here comes the pitch, and Snyder fouls it off. The count now at 1-2, and initially Snyder didn't look like he wanted to swing at that fastball from Morales on the outside part of the plate at 92. His count now at 1-2. Fresno trails 1-0, looking to knot this game up or maybe take the lead with one swing of the bat from Jake Snyder. 1-2. Morales comes set. And here's his offering. And Snyder, a broken bat. That's in a shallow center field, but playable for Curtis Washington Jr. And the Grizzlies come up empty in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0. The Modesto Nuts lead the Lowriders de Fresno as third baseman Milcar Perez will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. As here comes the first pitch to Perez, it's outside, the count at 1-0. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. As that's a fly ball to the center fielder, Andrews Jr., he will make the catch. And again, you must be 21 for that concert. Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Carat Fun, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth inning. Once again, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure tickets now. Go to ChachansiGold.com. You must be 21. Here comes Miguel Perez now with one out, and Perez looks at a pitch inside. The count at 1-0 from Albert Pacheco. Miguel Perez 0-1. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a fly ball again, Andrews Jr. He turns, racing back once again, and he will make the catch. And two outs. Andrews Jr. busy this inning. as here comes the left fielder, Brett Rodriguez, here in the top of the fifth. So now Brett Rodriguez, he is 0-for-1 with a pop-up here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed by Rodriguez, the count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Pacheco. Pacheco winds and deals. Here it is, and that is a high chopper up the middle. Jorge, what a snag! The throw, he got him! What a play from Jorge, showing the range up the middle, and a 1-2-3 inning for Pacheco. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies' bats need to get going. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series.
Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Modesto leads Fresno as E.J. Andrews Jr. will stride to the plate against Michael Morales. Andrews Jr. 0-for-1 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. As here comes the pitch from Michael Morales. And the first pitch is a line drive, base hit to right field, and the no-hitter is over as Andrews Jr. will reach base. A single there, and just like that, the Grizzlies in business here in the fifth. As catcher Jesus Ordonez will stride to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now four base runners in this contest for Fresno. As here's Jesus Ordonez. The Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their six-game series tonight. Game 5 of 6 here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch to Ordonez, and that is inside. Called a ball to count at 1-0. This is the third of 5 regular season series between the clubs in 2023 and the first meeting here in Fresno. Here comes the 1-0 to Ordonez. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. In 3 years, the Grizzlies have won 35 of the 65 matchups against the Nuts since the squads became a part of the same league for the first time since 1988. 1-1 to Ordonez. Andrews Jr. back at first. He'll check on him. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Tag applied by Moncada. Now, in 1988, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns, playing independently, as that's a chopper foul down the left field line. The count now at 1-2. Now the Modesto Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization. Prior to that, they were with the Colorado Rockies, who are now, of course, with your Fresno Grizzlies. The two cities 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. Here's the 1-2 to Ordonez, down in the zone. Count now at 2-2. About an hour and 32 minutes apart or so, not too shabby of a drive. And if you drive nonstop, the halfway point is Planada, California. As Ordonez takes his time right here, the count at 2-2 to him. Andrews Jr., the runner at first, he's got great speed. 9-12 in stolen bases. Here comes the 2-2 now to Ordonez, and that's a chopper, and that's just foul down the left field line. Now, going back to Planada, California, the midway point between Modesto and Fresno, the area's first white settlers were a group of Swiss dairy farmers who renamed the settlement Geneva. As here comes the 2-2. And that is in the dirt. The count now full 3-2. So there you go. So 3-2. As Andrews Jr. leads from first base. 3-2. Jesus Ordonez at the plate. Here comes the 3-2 offering from Morales, and a check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely once again with a throw over. 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now, we were also talking about how Modesto was affiliated with the Rockies prior to joining the Mariners, so a lot of current Colorado Rockies were playing in Modesto. There's a 3-2, and that's a line drive out to left center field. That ball will go all the way to the wall. Andrews Jr.'s got speed. He's going to score easily, and we are tied at 1. An RBI double for Jesus Ordonez. Ordonez, a big RBI right there, and we are tied here in the fifth. Andrews Jr. races around a score, and we are tied at 1 now. Second hit now in this inning, first run, and now here's Parker Kelly 0-1. But going back to the Rockies being affiliated with Modesto, Ryan McMahon actually met his wife in Modesto. One of the best hitters in the Rockies lineup. She was working at the stadium in Modesto at John Thurman Field, and that's how they met one another. Yes, here comes the first pitch to Parker Kelly. And that is inside, almost hit him. The count at 1-0. So a little bit of ties between these two teams. And, of course, the Grizzlies, a lot of success against Modesto. They have clinched a playoff berth against the Modesto Nuts over the past two seasons. Here comes the 1-0, and Kelly swinging a miss. The count now at 1-1. Last year, the Grizzlies clinching a playoff berth right here at Chukchansey Park. And then in 2021, they clinched a playoff berth at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-1 now to Parker Kelly, and that is just outside. And the count now at 2-1. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lowriders de Fresno trying to take the lead right here. Here comes the pitch to Kelly, and Kelly will take a called strike. The count now at 2-2. A 3-5 series between these teams. The Grizzlies and Nuts will play one more time at both ballparks. The last series here at Chukchansey Park in the regular season will be against these Modesto Nuts. 2-2. Here's the pitch to Kelly. And that is swung on and fouled off at the last second, as the catcher in Batista could not hold on to the ball. The count remains at 2-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, beautiful night. A little warm, 106 degrees at first pitch, but now the sun going down, the lights on, the crowd enjoying a great game. Here comes the 2-2 to Kelly, and that skips away from Batista to the backstop, and Ordonez will head to third on the wild pitch. So now runner at third with no outs, and Modesto's infield is going to have to come in here as Parker Kelly working the count full. Ordonez now talking to Cesar Galvez. So 3-2 now. Infield playing halfway right now as Ordonez is making sure that he can go in a safe situation as that's a ground ball to the shortstop in Arroyo. Not good enough as that ball gets away. Moncada couldn't pick it up. Here comes Ordonez. He will score the tag at second to get Kelly. Is in time, though. But the Grizzlies have a 2-1 lead as Ordonez comes in to score on the air. So it's going to go E6 as that will score a run as well. I believe that will be initially unearned at the time. But then Kelly out at second base on the throw. So initial 6-3 was going to be E6. And then it goes 3-6 and they get him on the put out. So one out. No one on for Dion Jorge, who's 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. So it is officially E6 on the throw by Arroyo. A very easy play that he just could not get the throw in time over to Moncada. Here's the pitch to Jorge. That's a called strike. Count now at 1-1. So the throwing error by shortstop Michael Arroyo. Ordonez scores after the ball got away from Moncada. But then Moncada to actually second baseman Josh Hood. As that ball is high, the count at 2-1. So it went 3-4 on the putout. And the Grizzlies have a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch, and that's outside of Jorge. The count now 3-1 as Jorge looking to get on base for the 14th straight game since joining the Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-1 to Jorge. We'll see if Morales gives him a pitch to hit right here. And that is swung on a miss, and Jorge was doing just that, trying to send that ball out to left center field where a lot of fans are at the grassy berm. Count now full 3-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As that is called strike 3, and Jorge down on strikes. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate, and Jorge rung up for the second time. 5 Ks now for Morales. 2 outs in the inning, and here's Bryant Betancourt 0-2. As the bottom of the lineup for Fresno, getting it done so far tonight. One of our keys to the game. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and it's inside, the count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Morales, and Betancourt fly ball out to left field. Coming in a little bit is Rodriguez. He will reach up and make the catch to end the inning. But Fresno scores 2 runs, a big RBI double from Jesus Ordonez. And then the air allows E.J. Andrews Jr. and Ordonez to both score. It's 2-1 Fresno as we head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 2-1. Fresno leads Modesto as the first pitch from Albert Pacheco to Curtis Washington Jr. is a check swing called a strike by the field umpire in Nate Hall to count it 0-1. Here comes the next pitch to the speedy center fielder, and it is high for a ball, and the count now at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And that is low for a ball to Washington Jr. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Washington Jr. 1-for-1, reached on a single. As next pitch, a chopper to the shortstop, Jorge. The glove, the throw in time. What a play. The short hop, and Jorge made it look easy. It goes 6-3 for the first out. As here comes the shortstop in Michael Arroyo. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth inning. As a count now 2-1, here's the pitch, line drive to left field. In there is Snyder. He will make the catch, and two outs now as Arroyo is out. He's now 1-for-3. And here comes Josh Hood, 1-for-2, an RBI single back in the first. You're in the top of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Here's the next pitch, swung on a miss by Hood. The count now at 1-ball and 1 strike. Here comes a timeout by Josh Hood right here. Now, we have a nice crowd here on Saturday night here at Chuck Chansey Park, and I wonder if it's similar to the population that was on the 2020 census by Planada, California, the midway point city between Modesto and Fresno. In 1911, it held a contest to select a new name for the town, and Planada was the winning entry. Great crowd on hand, as here comes the 2-1 to Josh Hood. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pacheco looking to get out of the inning here with two outs in the sixth. Here's the 2-2. And that's a ground ball up the middle, and that will get through a base hit. The first hit for Modesto since the third. And Josh Hood, another multi-hit game. Josh Hood has a multi-hit in 5 straight games now. And here comes Colin Davis, one of the most powerful hitters in this Modesto lineup. So 2 outs, runner at first. As Pacheco will come set. The second baseman in Baylor playing close to the bag as the first ball is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Pacheco looks in once again. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And it is down in the zone. The count now at 1-ball and 1 strike. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have a combined 6 players with the last name Perez on their current rosters. Here comes the 1-1 from Pacheco. It is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Fresno has 2 infielders, Andy and Gene Perez. Andy at third base this evening. Colin Davis, he hit into a double play back in the first where Perez started that double play. Modesto has 4 pitchers, Brian and Marcelo. Marcelo will get the start tomorrow for the Nuts. As a check on the runner, great job by Messenger coming off the bag to stop that throw. The count remains at 1-2. They also have outfielder Miguel and Milcar Perez, the infielder. We're both in the lineup for Modesto this evening. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Colin Davis upset with himself. But Albert Pacheco has come and has dominated ever since that lone run in the first. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1. Fresno leads Modesto as Skylar Messenger will lead things off against Michael Morales. Messenger 0-for-1 with a walk and stolen base. As here comes the first pitch from the hard-throwing right-hander Morales. And he goes breaking ball and up the middle. Messenger a base hit, a lead-off single. And just like that, the Lowriders stay Fresno in business. Third hit for Fresno. That's over the past two innings. And here's Jamari Baylor 0-for-1, a walk as well for him here in the bottom of the sixth, as the Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. As Baylor swings and misses, the count at 0-1. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. Tonight's Press Box Food and a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 0-1 of Baylor, and Baylor takes it low. The count now at 1-1. Here on July 22nd. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Jamari Baylor. Here it is, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-2. The Lowriders stay Fresno, one of the many alternate jerseys by the Grizzlies that they wear. They also are the Fresno Tacos, the Fresno Growers, and the Fresno Tigers. And we were talking about Planada, California a little bit earlier. Well, their Lone Elementary School, their mascot is the Tigers. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Arroyo. He will go to second, and Messenger is retired on the fielder's choice. So Baylor reaches on the fielder's choice, but Messenger is out. It goes 6-4. One away, and here comes Andy Perez 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. Ryan Perez in the pen now for the Nuts. One of the six Perezes in this contest. As here comes manager Zach Vincey, and he will go to the bullpen. We'll be back right here at Chancey Park. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're still in the bottom of the sixth inning as Andy Perez will take on Brian Perez. And the first pitch from the left-hander in Brian Perez is outside. The count at 1-0. So Michael Morales is done for the evening. His line, though, is still unfinished as he's responsible for the runner at first. Here comes the pitch to Perez. That's a called strike. The count now at 1-1. Good spot there from Brian Perez against Andy Perez, who's 0-1 with a hit by pitch. One out, runner at first as Brian Perez is in for his 17th time this season. Here's the 1-1. That is inside. The count at 2-1. Brian Perez, an 0-1 record, a 5.85 ERA. Second season now with the Nuts. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Perez and a check on Baylor. He's back safely. Brian Perez is 6 feet, 170 pounds, 22 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent by the Mariners in 2016. As here comes the pitch to Perez. There goes the runner. Ground ball. That is going to be up the middle and somehow gets through. It doesn't hit anybody. And just like that, runners at the corners, they'll check back on Baylor at third. He's in there. The ball was up the middle. Baylor was going, somehow avoided the ball. Both the second baseman Hood and the shortstop Arroyo of Modesto were converging, and none of them could get to the ball as it goes to right center field. Here on the replay on Bally Live, that ball somehow scooted through everywhere. The shortstop Arroyo looked like he got a glove on it initially. But now runners at the corners here with one out. And it's Jake Snyder who's 0-2. So Baylor to third. Perez reaches on the single. And the first pitch is outside to Snyder. The count at 1-0. So now four hits for Fresno. Runners at first and third with one out. And Jake Snyder to the dish as Fresno trying to extend their 2-1 lead. And a check on Perez. He's back safely at first base. As the Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts. So ruled a single for Andy Perez. That ball somehow found a hole into the left center or right center field. As here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off by Snyder. The count now at 1-1. Jake Snyder batting 259 on a 5-game hit streak. Would love to continue right here and bring in Baylor from third. Perez leads from first as well. Here comes a pitch from Brian Perez, and that is outside. The count at 2-1. As Michael Morales' line is done, he cannot pick up the win this evening. As he gives the ball to his bullpen. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and that is swung on a miss. Good pitch down in the zone, and Snyder comes up empty. The count now at 2-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball. 2-2. Perez looks in. He'll come set around the belt, and here comes his 2-2 offering. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Washington Jr. racing back. He's got room. He will make the catch, and Baylor will tag from third. It's a sacrifice fly, and it's now 3-1 Fresno. Jake Snyder, sacrifice fly to center field, an RBI for him. Coming in to score is Baylor. Andy Perez will stay at first base. But Fresno, productive second out. As the run comes in, that run will be given to Michael Morales as his line is now done. So now runner at first with two outs, and here's E.J. Andrews Jr., 1-2 with a single and run as he takes a called strike on the inner part of the plate. So Jake Snyder, the RBI, that is number 26 on the year for him. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. There goes the runner. The throw to second is online, but Perez beats it out. A stolen base for Andy Perez. Runner at second with two outs now as Andrews Jr. The count is 0-2 to him. As Freddy Bautista could not make the throw in time, just to the left of the bat. Good attempt by the second baseman Hood on the tag. As that ball lifted to right field, and it will go foul. And the count remains at 0-2 to Andrews Jr. 14th stolen base, by the way, for Andy Perez. So runner at second here with two outs. Final line for Michael Morales, 5 1/3 innings. Allowed three hits, three runs, two of them earned. As here's a ground ball to the shortstop Arroyo. He's up with it. Throw to first in time, and Andrews Jr. is retired. But a sack fly from Jake Snyder makes it 3-1 Fresno. As we head to the top of the seventh, you're listening to the Lowriders Day Fresno on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good. Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Modesto as Albert Pacheco back on the bump against Gabe Moncada. Moncada 0-2, a ground out to short and a ground out to first so far. As here's the first pitch and a line drive to right field, and that will be into right field as the second baseman Baylor tried laying out. He comes up empty as Parker Kelly will throw it in. So a leadoff single here for Moncada. Great attempt right there. Sixth hit now for Modesto. And here comes Freddy Bautista, who's 0-2 here in the top of the seventh. Tonight is 70s night here at the ballpark. Also, Lowriders Day Fresno night. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer for a visit. And in 1976, Rocky came out, and we were talking about Planada, California a little bit earlier. Well, a connection when it comes to boxing, wrestling, everything in between. Jacob Stitch Duran, a big name that is from Planada, California, involved with wrestling, involved with boxing, and of course, Rocky being involved in the 1970s. A lot of really cool things have happened in this decade's weekend. Did not know that the Breakfast Club was part of the 1980s as well, for little things like that. Oprah Winfrey Show in the 1980s as well, 1990s, where I was born, so of course the greatest decade. As here comes the pitch to Freddy Batista, it is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the seventh is now action, Carson Skipper down in the Fresno pen. As that pitch is outside, the count now at 1-1 here to Freddy Batista. For the crowd here at Chukchansey Park enjoying a nice night for 70s night. A lot of themes in between innings. Here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive to left field. That ball will get down all the way into the corner. Extra bases for Batista. The ball thrown at third and is just offline. As Perez had to go pick it up between short and third. Getting to third is Moncada. Batista up to second. It's a double for him, I believe. So now second and third with no outs. And here comes Milcar Perez, who is now 1-for-2 with a single back in the second. So now 7 hits for Modesto. As Pacheco going to try to get out of this inning without any damage. 3-1, Fresno leads Modesto here in the top of the seventh. As here comes the first pitch from Pacheco. That's in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch from the left-hander. Pacheco will come set. Here comes his 0-1. And that is flown foul down the right field line. The count now at 0-2. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Pacheco looking for a big punch out right here. He's got 3 so far. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled and heads up over there. Count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Game 5 of 6 between Fresno and Modesto. Fresno took games 1 and 3 of this series. Modesto taking the even games 2 and 4. Here's the pitch, and that is to the backstop, and that will score a run as that ball is thrown behind Pacheco, and a good backup from Messenger. A wild pitch scores Moncada. It's now 3-2 here in the seventh. Up to third, Batista. So a run, the second for Modesto. Count now at 1-2, still no outs. Here in the frame is the left-hander Skipper starting to loosen a little bit faster down in the bullpen. And the infield for Fresno coming in. It is a wild pitch officially scoring the run. As here comes the 1-2. Pacheco comes set. And here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes as Pacheco trying to climb the ladder there. Give you scores in the California League here in a bit as Lake Elsinore has reached 22 runs tonight. As that pitch is low, the count now at 3-2 as Pacheco trying to get out of the inning. 95 miles per hour on that fastball from the lefty. Not close in the zone, though. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it's a high pop-up, drifting to foul territory. Messenger, he is near the Grizzlies dugout and will make the catch for the first out. No advancement by Batista, but a big first out as here comes Miguel Perez now. As Pacheco trying to keep that runner at third base. And here comes manager Steve Solis as that will do it for Albert Pacheco. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll talk about the new pitcher right after this. This is the Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood.
for the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are still in the top of the seventh. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 3-2. There is one out, a runner at third for Modesto as Carson Skipper will take over on the bump for Albert Pacheco. Miguel Perez to the dish. He's 0-2. Perez has two flyouts so far. The runner at third is Freddy Bautista as the infield comes in for Fresno. First pitch from Skipper is outside. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Carson Skipper appearing in his 27th game all out of the bullpen. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Skipper, an 0-2 record, a 4.09 ERA. He has 8 holds this season as he's going to try to keep that runner from scoring. Here comes the pitch, and a breaking ball swung on and foul tipped. The count now at 1-2. Good curveball there from Skipper. To the line, not done yet for Albert Pacheco. The lefty, 6 1/3 innings. On the other side, Michael Morales went 5 1/3. Count now at 1-2. Carson Skipper this year in his 33 innings of work, 45 strikeouts and 3 walks. Here's the 1-2, as that's outside. Good stop from Ordonez. The count now at 2-2. Carson Skipper went to Auburn, was drafted by the Rockies in the 11th round in 2022. Born in Birmingham, Alabama, 23 years old. Here's the pitch, and that is foul tipped off Ordonez. The count remains at 2-2. Skipper, the lefty, is 6'2", 211 pounds. Born on August 12, 1999. On the current roster, he is the next birthday for the Grizzlies. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Skipper looks into Ordonez. He will come set around the belt, and now time called by Miguel Perez. Runner at third with one out here in the seventh as Sergio Sanchez starts to get loose down in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the 2-2 now to Miguel Perez. And that is a line drive to left field, and we are tied. As a great job by Snyder stopping that ball in the backhand. RBI single for Miguel Perez, and we are tied at 3. So the single there by Perez. That scores Freddy Bautista, who had a double. So second run, third hit of the inning. That run will go to Pacheco's line and will finish his line as well. So runner at first with one out for Brett Rodriguez, who's 0-2. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. So Pacheco's final line, 6 1/3 innings. 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned. No walks and 3 Ks, one of her keys to the game. He needed to go 5 innings and walk 3 batters or less. As a check back on the runner in Perez, he's there safely. So Pacheco did do that. No walks, 6 1/3 innings. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch, and that is a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. And it bounces off of him, and that's going to be E6. Jorge was trying to turn his body to turn two. Instead, now two runners are on with one out. It goes E6. So first and second. And now here's Curtis Washington, one for two with a single. That's back in the third inning. As Ordonez is going to give some signs right here. 3-3 here in the top of the seventh. One out still. Carson Skipper now facing his third batter. Both batters have reached against him so far. We have a brand new ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. And that is low. The count at one ball and no strikes. Carson Skipper, when pitching this year, the team is 16-10. When he makes an appearance, he's allowed three homers this year, has a 1.33 whip. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. Good breaking ball, the count at 1-1. Skipper pitched a couple nights ago as well for Fresno. That was back on Tuesday. One inning, he allowed one run on two hits. He also struck out a batter. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1. Carson Skipper, a very devious kind of pitcher. Very gritty as well. That's what he likes to use. Fastball, curveball's main two pitches, but he has a four-pitch mix. As that is low, and now a check back on the runner at first, and they got him! What a throw from Ordonez for the out! Rodriguez was leaning, and they got him at first! What a play! 2-3! For the second out, a big one right there. Runner at second now. The count to Washington Jr., 3-1. That is a big out right there from Ordonez. As that pitch is lined to the shortstop, Jorge, and he catches it, and the inning's over. What a way to end it for Fresno as we head to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Bottom the seventh, 3-3 between Modesto and Fresno. As left-hander Brian Perez back on the bump, he will take on the bottom part of the Grizzlies' order as Jesus Ordonez will lead things off. One for two, an RBI double, and a run back in the fifth inning. Ordonez, no home runs yet this year. It'll be a good time for one right here. As here comes the first pitch, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chancy Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood, and that's a line drive to right field, and it goes just foul. The count at 1-1. But on July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bat All Over the World Tour 50 Years of Rock will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChancyGold.com. You must be 21. Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is low to Ordonez, the count now at 2-1. Jesus Ordonez had a great pickoff back in the top of the seventh. So that ball is low. The count now at 3-1. Game 5 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. Here comes the 3-1. It'll be some time called as they're trying to make sure the batter's box is good for Ordonez, as he's way back in the batter's box. The count at 3-1. As now the umpire trying to talk to Ordonez about where he is in the box. Everyone's ready to go, and here comes the 3-1 offering now to Ordonez. And time called by Ordonez. That was a long pause. 3-1. Brian Perez will come set. Here comes his offering, and that is outside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Ordonez. As Parker Kelly will stride to the plate. Kelly 0-2, reached on an error back in the fifth inning. As Fresno trying to regain control here in this contest. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Tomorrow night we'll wrap up this six-game series at 5:05 p.m. Join us pregame for Catch on the Field as we'll have a pinch runner right now. It looks like Daniel Amaral, I believe, will pinch run here for Jesus Ordonez. It is Amaral number 25. So Steve Solis going to his bench. Now Daniel Amaral, who wears the number 25, will pinch run. And Amaral is not a catcher that we know of, so we'll have a defensive change as well in the next half inning. As here comes the first pitch to Parker Kelly, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. But again, tomorrow, join us pregame for Catch on the Field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Grab a family member, grab a friend, or grab one of your coworkers and come play catch where the Grizzlies play catch. As here comes the pitch to Kelly, fouled off. As Amaral was going on the play. Count remains at 0-2. So Daniel Amaral at first base. But come join us tomorrow and then stay for a Save March Sunday. And then join us postgame as well as kids run the bases for free with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Should be a great evening here at Chuck Chancey Park as that pitch is low. The count now at 1-2. That will wrap up this six-game series, but a lot of chances to still watch your Grizzlies this year. Grab your tickets now on our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 1-2, and that's a line drive foul down the left field line as the count remains 1-2. The next homestand, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, are here. You'll also have a chance to watch the Modesto Nuts come back later on this season if you missed this series. Come check out a lot of great games, but also come check out the food, the amenities here at Chuck Chancey Park, and the entertainment as well as a check on Amaral. He's back safely. Count at 1-2. So Chancey Park every year continues to add more and more amazing things. This season, a new playing surface for the 25th year of Grizzlies baseball. As here comes the 1-2 to Kelly, fouls off another one. New lights, new audio system, brand new video board, the Fresno Social, the Splash Park, something for everyone here. Count remains at 1-2 here to Kelly. Amaral leads from first. Here's the pitch, and that's a high chopper. This could be 2-5-4, and that ball is high, and it goes into the dugout as Kelly will head to second base. So Kelly will reach on the fielder's choice and then E4. So he is up to second base, and Amaral is out on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4. One away, runner at second for Dion Jorge, who is 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. So it is fielder's choice E4. As here comes manager Zach Vincey, and I think they're going to go to the bullpen. As here comes Gabriel Sosa. We'll take a quick break. When we come on back, you're going to listen to more Grizzlies baseball and hopefully a big win tonight. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the seventh still. A new pitcher for Modesto as right-hander Gabriel Sosa takes over for Brian Perez. Here comes the pitch from Sosa. As that's outside of Dion Jorge, the count at 1-0. So Brian Perez's line is not done yet. As he's thrown one inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Sosa to Jorge. And that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Arroyo up with it. The throw to first in time. It goes 6-3. Two outs now as up to third goes Kelly. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-3. As Fresno trying to take the lead here in the seventh inning. But Perez's line not done yet. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. And that's a ground ball. The backhand by the third baseman Perez over to first, and it's in time to end the inning. We had the eighth tied at three. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if
if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 3-3 between Modesto and Fresno as Carlos Torres takes over on the bump for Fresno. And the new catcher is Cody Huff. He will bat eighth in the Grizzlies lineup. So new battery as Michael Arroyo will lead things off. Arroyo is 1-for-3, a double and a run. That was back in the first inning as he takes on Carlos Torres. Here comes the first pitch from Torres. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. Drafted by the Rockies in 2022 in the 20th round out of Lehigh University. The count now at 2-0. Carlos Torres has had a great season against Modesto so far. Over five appearances, he's 1-0 with one hold and no ERA. As that ball is inside, the count now at 3-0. 10 scoreless innings, Torres has allowed 7 hits and 2 walks while fanning 11. As here comes his 3-0 to Michael Arroyo here in the top of the 8th. Here's the pitch, and that is inside and a leadoff walk here to Arroyo. Not the way Fresno wanted to start the inning, as that's the first walk for Lowriders Day Fresno pitching. And now Josh Hood, who's 2-for-3 with an RBI, strides to the plate. Carlos Torres is appearing in his 27th game all out of the bullpen. A 4-1 record, a 4.54 ERA. He has 8 holds this year, 37 2/3 innings. That was just his 12th walk just issued. As a check on Arroyo, he's back safely. Here comes the first pitch to Hood, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. We were talking about promotions that you can expect tomorrow, Save Mart Sunday. Kids run the bases postgame with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Pre-game catch on the field as well. That pitch is outside. The count now at 1-1. Come join us at the ballpark. Here at Chancy Park, where it's 324 down the left field line, 385 to left center, where there's a grassy berm just beyond the fence, a pool and a new video board, 400 to dead center. As here's the pitch, and the check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count now at 1-1. If you continue to go along the outfield wall, you'll get to that right center manual scoreboard. And then finally down the right field line in that short porch, it's 335 as a check swing and the count now at 3-1. Nice ballpark here at Chancy Park. Count at 3-0. Now Torres trying to not issue back-to-back walks. Here comes the pitch to Josh Hood, and so it'll be a check on Arroyo. He's back safely. Here in the top of the eighth inning, 3-3 our score. Fresno and Modesto split the first four games of this series. Here comes the 3-1, and that is a high chopper to the third baseman Perez. He will go to second, and the second baseman and Baylor somehow stays on the bag for the out. What a play by Baylor to stay on the bag. They get the lead runner in Arroyo. So fielder's choice, it goes 5-4. If you look at the replay right here, Perez off balance throw, and Baylor does stay on the bag as he hops over the sliding Arroyo. So 5-4, one out, runner at first. And here's Colin Davis 0-for-3. As that pitch is foul, the count at 0-1. Here's a check on Hood. He's back safely. The count remains at no balls and a strike as we're going to give you some scores around the California League. And let's start with the game that's still going on in the top of the seventh inning. Inland Empire, and Visalia. The 66ers lead the Rawhide 8-4 in the top seventh, as that is swung on and missed by Davis. The count now at 0-2. Inland Empire scored 7 of their 8 runs in the first 4 innings, which included 2 home runs from Yadiel Sanchez. He had 1 in the 3rd and another in the 7th. He has 2 hits, 3 RBI, 2 runs. Nelson Rodda at the top of the lineup has 2 hits as well. For Visalia, with their 4 runs, that also was in their first 3 innings. As another check on the runner in Hood. He's back safely. A home run from Contesello. He has gone deep in back-to-back games. He's had a great series against Inland Empire, who is the next team on the Grizzlies' schedule. That will be at San Manuel Stadium. As Davis swings and misses, and he is down on strikes. Third time he has struck out. That's the first strikeout for Torres. 3 of the 4 strikeouts for Fresno have been from Colin Davis. So now with 2 outs and a runner at first, here's Gabe Moncada. 1-for-3, a single, and he scored on a wild pitch. Let's head over to the game that was a blowout tonight in Lake Elsinore. The Storm beating the Quakes 22-4. That's a fly ball out to shallow left field. The ball goes foul. It's the third baseman, Perez, trying to make a play towards the bullpen. The count at 0-1. 22-4, though. Lake Elsinore, 5 runs in the first, 4 runs in the fifth, 9 runs in the sixth, and 4 more runs in the eighth inning. They had 16 hits, though. Rancho Cucamonga had 10 walks tonight. Count 0-1 here to Gabe Moncada. So Lake Elsinore, among their 16 hits, only had 1 homer from Kai Murphy, his 3rd of the series. Here comes the 0-1 to Moncada. It's outside. They go check on the runner in Hood. Count of 1-1. Devin Ortiz had 2 doubles and 4 RBIs, 3 runs as well. Nick Vogt had 2 doubles as well, and so did Robertson, their number 2 hitter. Robertson had 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs as well. Vogt had 5 RBIs for Lake Elsinore. That ball is low. The count now at 2-1. Every starter except Aquino had a hit for Lake Elsinore. And Sam Zavala. Here comes the 2-1. There goes the runner Hood. The throw to second. And they got him! What a tag from the shortstop, Jorge, to end the inning. Let's head the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies look to take the lead. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyer. Over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies and the Nuts tied at 3. As Skylar Messenger will lead things off against Gabriel Sosa. Messenger 1-for-2. He has a walk and stolen base as well. As Gabriel Sosa back on the bump, he has two-thirds of an inning so far. As here comes the first pitch to Messenger. It's outside, the count at 1-0. By the way, on that caught stealing to end, the inning went 2-6. What attack from Perez to get Hood at second. Here comes the 1-0 to Skyler Messenger. And that's a fly ball, left center field, way back there. Grassy berm, you can catch that one. A home run for Skyler Messenger, and the Grizzlies retake the lead. Home run number 10 for Messenger, the big fly out to left center, and Fresno regains control. Messenger's second hit of the game. He's reached base three times, and a big blast right there. Only the fifth hit for Fresno, as second baseman Jamari Baylor will stride to the plate. As here comes the first pitch from Sosa to Baylor, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Messenger, that ball out to left center. Fan almost making the play. Actually, he might have made the play out in left center. As here comes the 0-1, and that went all the way to the backstop. It almost hit Baylor. The count now at 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Jamari Baylor. Baylor has reached on a fielder's choice and a walk so far. He's also scored a run. Here comes the 1-1. And that is inside, but called a strike. And the count at 1-2. Baylor not happy with the call. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. The count now at 2-2 here to Jamari Baylor. Let's let this head back to the scores around the California League. 22-4, Lake Elsinore beat Rancho Cucamonga. Inland Empire and Visalia, it's 8-4. That's in the bottom of the seventh. And the other game that's finished is Baylor swings and misses for the first out of the inning. First strikeout for Sosa. And here's third baseman Andy Perez, who is 1-for-2, a single hit by pitch and a stolen base. Let's head over to San Jose at Excite Ballpark, where the Giants beat the Ports 3-2. They had two runs in the first inning once again, as the winning pitcher is Garcia. The loss to Carrasco and the save to Moreno. 14 hits for San Jose. They only scored three runs, as here's a ground ball to the second baseman in Hood. The throw to first in time. Perez retired 4-3. As Jake Snyder will come to the plate. 0-2 with a sack fly. That was back in the sixth. A home run for Pedro Pineda for Stockton. He only had four hits. Also a double for LaBoy. And here comes pitching coach Jake Witt to talk to Sosa. On the other side, Andrew Cachel's had a great series. He had two hits. Three hits for Alexander Suarez. He had an RBI. Two RBIs for Zach Morgan, the Fresno State Bulldog, the former Fresno State Bulldog. He had three hits as well. So San Jose wins. They have taken four out of five from Stockton in that series. San Jose continue to play good baseball now. Our score here, 4-3 Fresno here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies trying to hold on here at Chukchansey Park. A beautiful night as we wait for the attendance tonight. Nice crowd on hand for game 5 of 6. Stay tuned for our post-game show as well. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect for the series finale tomorrow. Pre-game guest will be Curtis Washington Jr. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder from Sosa. And that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball. So count at 0-1 here to Snyder. Here's the pitch, and that's fouled off. The count now at 0-2. Snyder batting 259. Bottom of the eighth inning, Fresno trying to hold on in this one. They lead 4-3. Here comes the pitch from Sosa. Comes set around the belt. And here's his offering. And that is inside. The count now at 1-2. No action in either bullpen, so it looks like Carlos Torres will come back out for the top of the ninth inning. He would look for three more outs as he will have to take on 4, 5, 6 in the Modesto lineup. Here's the pitch to Snyder, and it's going to hit him on the foot. Oh, that doesn't feel good. The back of the foot. Oh, man, Snyder, that is not fun right there with two outs. He will hobble down to first base on the second hit by pitch by Modesto. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., 1-for-3. A single and a run back in the fifth inning. Andrews Jr. would love to join what his Fresno State friends did in San Jose. As here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Would love a multi-hit game, maybe a home run as well. Andrews Jr. has 8 of them so far. Here comes the 0-1. And there goes the runner. Ground ball to the shortstop and over to first Arroyo in time as we head to the ninth. Fresno leads 4-3 thanks to the home run from Skyler Messenger. We head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, Fresno leads Modesto 4-3 thanks to the Skyler Messenger homer in the bottom of the eighth. Carlos Torres back out for another inning of work as he looks to wrap up this contest. He will take on Mancada, Batista, and Milcar Perez, 4, 5, 6 in the Nuts lineup. Gabe Mancada 1-for-3, a single and a run so far, against Carlos Torres, who had a clean top of the eighth. But another close game here at Chancey Park as the Grizzlies trying to hold on. Here comes the pitch to Mancada outside, the count at 1-0. Fresno, 41 of their 88 games have ended in one or two run affairs, 47%. Fresno is 18-11, 13-5 at home in one run games. As that's a called strike, the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, overall in one or two run affairs, are 25-16. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 2-1. Our other key to the game, the Fresno Grizzlies need to get a hold of the Modesto Nuts bullpen, and they did so with that home run from Messenger. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. The count at 3-1. As Fresno trying to hold on in this one. Anxious crowd on hand. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And that is called strike two as Moncada drops his bat, thinking it was a walk. And the count now full. Moncada will have to go grab his bat, and he will call time. Count at 3-2 as the clock was running initially and now resets. Three balls, two strikes. Torres comes set. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count remains at 3-2. Inland Empire leads Visalia 8-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Stay tuned for our post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest, and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes another 3-2, and that's a fly ball out to left field. Snyder is there. He will reach up and make the catch, one away. F7, as here comes catcher Freddy Bautista, a double and a run. He's 1-for-3 in tonight's contest. Freddy Bautista's had a great season overall, batting .288 right now. 6 homers, 39 RBI, and .831 OPS. For multiple times this season, he was all over the California League hitting leaderboard. As here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez, who jumps high. The throw to first, it is online for the second out. 5-3, two away here in the ninth. As Milcar Perez will stride to the plate, he's 1-for-3. And Fresno looking for a win tonight. So two outs now. Torres comes set. Here comes the pitch to Milcar Perez. That is a called strike. Good fastball from Torres at 96 miles per hour. Here comes the 0-1. That is outside. The count now at 1-1. So 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And that is in the dirt. The count now at 2-1. As we have tonight's attendance, 4,419 here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes a 2-1 from Torres to Perez. And that is a called strike in 2-2 now. Tonight's attendance higher than the population in Planada. 2-2, 2 outs. Torres comes set. Here comes the pitch. And a chopper to Perez. It goes foul. Count remains at 2-2 as the third base coach and Heckmark Neves making the play for Modesto. 2-2 once again. Torres looking to end this one right here. 4-3 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. Perez just getting a piece of it as Cody Huff could not catch it. And the count remains at 2-2. Milcar Perez batting .272, one homer, 30 RBI, a .745 OPS for one of the returners to the Nuts lineup. Here's the 2-2, and it's a high chopper to Baylor at second. The throw to first, that will do it. Your Fresno Grizzlies back in the win column tonight. A 4-3 win as Skyler Messenger's home run in the eighth inning. Carlos Torres, two clean frames, finishes it off. Stay tuned for the post-game show as the Lowrider State Fresno and your Fresno Grizzlies win tonight. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable.
Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies, who transformed to the Lowriders de Fresno, defeat the Modesto Nuts 4-3 tonight. Your Grizzlies improve to 54-35 overall, a minor league best 18-5 in the second half. Modesto falls to 43-46, 9-14 in the second half. Final lines, Fresno 4 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Modesto 3 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. They left only 3 on base. The winning pitcher is Carlos Torres. He is 5-1. The loss to Gabriel Sosa. He is now 3-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 4,419. Let's go through the scoring plays right here. In the top of the first, Modesto took a lead after an RBI single from Josh Hood scored Michael Arroyo, who doubled to start the game. But then Fresno scored 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jesus Ordonez, an RBI double to left center, scored E.J. Andrews Jr., who singled to open up the first hit for Fresno. Then Parker Kelly reached on a throwing error, allowing Ordonez to score. At that point, it was 2-1 Fresno. A sacrifice fly by Jake Snyder in the sixth made it 3-1, but Fresno did not know what was about to happen, as in the seventh inning, 2 runs by Modesto, a wild pitch by Albert Pacheco made it 3-2, and then Miguel Perez scoring an RBI single scored Freddy Bautista, making it 3-3. Now, a crucial part of this game is when Jesus Ordonez, with runners at first and second and one out, threw out the runner at first base. That pickoff, a big one of Brett Rodriguez in that seventh inning, that could have added to more runs for Modesto. So Jesus Ordonez, a big pickoff in that seventh inning, because in the bottom of the eighth, the Grizzlies, Skyler Messenger's 10th homer of the season, a solo shot out to left center. 4-3, Fresno defeats Modesto. A big win for the Grizzlies. Let's go through the offense as well. 2 hits for Skyler Messenger, including that home run. He also reached base on a walk, so 3 times he reached base. No other multi-RBI or multi-hit games for Fresno. They only had 5 hits total. Andy Perez had a hit. Andrews Jr., Jesus Ordonez, a big hit as well for Fresno. Ordonez had the double. On the other side, 2 hits again for Josh Hood. 5 straight multi-hit games for Hood. He had an RBI, so did Miguel Perez. Michael Arroyo a run, and a run as well for Moncada and Batista. For the pitching-wise for Fresno, Albert Pacheco, 6 1/3 innings of work. He allowed 3 runs, all of them earned on 7 hits. No walks for Pacheco and 3 strikeouts. Carson Skipper, 2/3 of an inning. He was given a blown save after allowing the 3rd run to score on that single. And then Carlos Torres, 2 innings of work. He struck out 1 and a big ground out to end the game. Torres now over 6 appearances against Modesto this season, 2-0 with 1 hold, no ERA. Over 12 scoreless innings, Torres has allowed 7 hits and 2 walks, actually now 3 walks, while fanning 12. So Torres, another big outing against Modesto. On the other side, for the Nuts, Michael Morales, 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 3 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 5. Brian Perez, an inning of work. And Gabriel Sosa, he had 1 2/3 innings of work as well. He allowed 1 run. So that was going through tonight's game as well, as Fresno beats Modesto 4-3 here on Saturday, July 22nd. Fresno looks for the series win tomorrow, Sunday night at 5:05 p.m. Modesto right-hand pitcher Marcelo Perez gets the ball, a 1-3 record, a 3.27 ERA. He'll be countered by Fresno right-hand pitcher Gabriel Barbosa, 7-3 record, a 5.25 ERA. So a matchup of Perez and Barbosa tomorrow to wrap up this series. We'll be on our pregame show a little bit earlier with Curtis Washington Jr. of Modesto joining us on the pregame. As that wraps up tonight, Fresno improves to 54-35, 18-5 in the second half, a 4-3 win over Modesto. As the Lowrider State Fresno, a big win tonight. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast, to Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies for Saturday Night Baseball. That will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5/2/20.